Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with one of the smartest guys I know, Mike Daniel. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a visiting fellow with the American Enterprise Institute. He's heading up their global internet strategy project, which is absolutely a critical research and work that they're doing to this really going to be important to the next administration, to President-elect Trump's administration. Folks, I encourage you to go to MikeDaniels.com and you can follow the trail there all the way back to their report, which came out last summer. We talked about it on the show before. Mike, thanks again for being here. One of the things that you've seen happen before in a ball game, when you've got a well-tuned football team, or let's say a basketball team or a volleyball team that plays against a team that has no training, oftentimes the team that plays by those weird rules, they oftentimes win because the other team doesn't understand why they're not playing back the same way, right? In America, when we think about the internet, we're like a finely tuned, well-organized, trained team, but we're up against some countries that don't think about the internet the way we do. And China's one of them, and you've been studying that. Tell us about it.
That they think about it totally different, Jim, and all you got to say is to use your analogy. They've got a very specific strategy, and they follow it to a T as they built the Great Firewall of China and execute on their plan. And the United States of America has no global internet strategy. It's a piecemeal strategy that's being picked apart day by day. And so China has been one of the most fascinating studies to me over the last couple of years and what they're doing. And I'd say they're doing three things. Their strategy is they don't believe that the internet is a free and open place or should be. They've shut down the internet access.
They think it's a weapons platform, don't they?
It's a weapons platform. Not only have they used the internet to steal our defense secrets out of defense company after defense company, they've stolen hundreds of billions of dollars of our technology, competitive bidding information, where they're passing it on to their state-owned or controlled or influenced firms that use it against our company and our allies' companies.
Folks, when
this is a weapon of destruction.
When you see a jet fighter, when you look at a jet fighter, do you see an airplane? It's not an airplane, folks. It's a weapons platform. It has one job. Their job is not to fly in the air. Its job is to deliver ordnance to a remote site. It's a weapons platform. When they look at the internet, they don't look at it as shopping or commerce or Facebook. They look at it as a potential weapons platform or as a weapons platform. And there's one quick story. When I was working with some technology companies who are my clients, my sponsors once upon a time, Mike, they told me a story about how Google was in China, and all of a sudden, and then China had its own Google. China had its own version Google in China.
Exactly.
And so one day, the U.S. Google went down for like 4 or 5 hours. Well, guess what also went down at the same exact time? The Chinese Google. They didn't have their own Google. They were stealing the U.S. Google Drive information.
100%, Jim, and we've seen this in case after case. They keep U.S. tech firms out of China and our allies' companies out of China. They've built carbon copy mirror images of Facebook, Google, Twitter, etc., and so they've closed their market to us. So can you imagine what we'd hear if we had completely closed our market to the Chinese? It would be a whole different story. So, yeah, you're right. They use it as a military weapons platform.
Is President-elect Trump going to be keen to this, and is he going to play hardball with these guys?
That is my hope, Jim, because we need
approach. Should he play real hardball with these guys?
Well,
or should it be more hardball but still with some diplomacy? More can you be diplomatic with the Chinese?
Oh, yeah, you can. They're smart, crafty characters. They've been around a lot longer than we have. So you need to be strong and exhibit that and be hardball, but you need to be working diplomacy day and night with them.
But you got to let them know that the hammer's rate could drop. When you're dealing with bullies, they have to believe there's going to be some pain if they don't behave, don't you?
And who said it right? Peace with strength.
That's exactly
friend,
right. That's Mr. Reagan.
President Reagan.
President Reagan said that. Exactly.
Yep.
Hey,
well,
Mike.
Happy New Year.
Please keep up the good work and come back soon.
Okay, Jim. Happy
Mike
New
Daniels,
Year to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Daniels. I told you we'd get smarter when Mike joined us, and so we did. We're so fortunate to have him in our brain trust. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.